is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To the first century BCE, Malcolm Hoenlein is here to take us to Indiana Jones, who's just back from the peninsula that was once a kingdom of Jewish worshipers, Himyar. Malcolm, Indiana's in the room, so the dusty one will speak instead of you. Forgive us. Indiana, welcome. You've been to Himyar, and the Himyar now extends through Yemen into Saudi Arabia. It's at the gates of the Red Sea. Why was that a Jewish kingdom? To what end? Good evening to you, Indiana.
Good evening. And it went all the way even to Oman. It originally started as within the country of Yemen, of what is today Yemen. And about 1,500 years ago, there was a long drought. It extended over decades. And this is as a result of studies of ancient climate data that has been found. And it's believed that that contributed to the downfall of this kingdom. And they found the drought shed light on the roots of the social and political unrest in pre-Islamic Arabia and may have contributed to the rise of Islam in this region. This was a kingdom founded in the late second century in the area of Yemen, and it extended its control over a period of time and supposedly visited King Solomon's Sheba of King Solomon fame was part of that. During the fourth century, the Himyarites abandoned their polytheistic beliefs and converted to Judaism. Some say because it gave them neutrality between the Christians, the Byzantines, the king of Aksum in Ethiopia, Zoroastrians of Persia, because they had a very lucrative trade in spices and in Arabia. And eventually they fended off this foreign encroachment, but in the fifth century, it fell to an Ethiopian force that invaded the country. And then they went into looking into more detail about this amazing story. And it's one of a number that have come up in the wake of the Abraham Accords that all of a sudden the Jewish history in Saudi Arabia and UAE, and now in this region of Yemen, are coming to the fore as a result of historical research and other things. So we know that the precipitation studies that we should all look at sometimes when people have a chance. But what's important here is that you had this community that eventually disintegrated, but not before building very sophisticated irrigation systems, maybe the most advanced in the world, like they have in Israel today. They had various technologies that unfortunately succumbed to the climate change that took place. And there are chronicles who say that it led to tensions between Christians and Jews and others because of the situation in the region and the Aksumite conquest in 525. There was a brief revival under an Ethiopian general, but dissipated into history then, but now being uncovered. And it was really quite a remarkable story until the Byzantines and Persians and others were able to vie for influence in the region.
Indiana, you've got to get back out there and bring us some artifacts from the kingdom of Himyar that ended in a massive Middle Eastern drought in the 6th century. Awful familiar for the drought that sweeps through the Middle East right now. It's the Dusty One. Back out for more adventures. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.